Every week we do bring a prophecy update, and it's that time of the service. We just try to show you news and trends in the world and line them up with what we read in the Bible. Many of the most fantastic prophecies require the rapid advancement of technology. The Bible speaks of a mark on or in a person's hand or forehead by which they will be identified and then be able to transact all of their business. Ours is the first generation in human history to see the possibility of such a system being realized globally. What seemed outrageous for centuries is now almost expected, and it's already being implemented in various ways. Let's just talk about a few things that are happening today along the lines of identification and scanning. The latest example, Washington County, Florida, October 7th, an article posted on the internet titled, "Florida School District to Implement Finger Scanners to Identify Students." Excerpts from that article read like this. When a student boards a bus in Washington County, he or she presses his or her finger onto a scanner, registering them as present for the day. The school board decided to take this action when they saw conflicting attendance records. According to the local NBC News affiliate, the district will be testing out the technology on a few buses, but plans to implement it in the whole fleet before the end of the year. Commenting on this, one tech website said, "The scanner also captures your fingerprint, which is a unique, identifiable piece of information. Then it stores it in a database and links it to a name. Yes, parents can opt out and request their children be tallied the traditional way, but still it seems kind of Orwellian that the school wants you to flash your fingerprint before you can learn." It's part of a growing global trend to depend upon personal identifiers like fingerprints or retinal scans, things like that. Back on August 8th, StarTribune.com posted an article titled, "Wristband is Part ID, Part PayPass." Excerpts from that article read like this. U.S. Bank Corps is testing a silicon bracelet that uses radio frequency identification technology for an ID and payment system. Without a purse or a wallet, Jennifer Swenson approached the cashier. When asked for the $1.84 to pay for her drink, she waved a silicone bracelet above the credit card reader and headed back to work. Swenson is among the thousands of U.S. Bank Corps employees who are testing the VitaBand, a cross between a reloadable prepaid card and a medical identification bracelet. The wristband uses a radio frequency chip, which contains a tiny microchip and a radio antenna. The chip communicates wirelessly with the payment reader at the register, transmitting how much you owe and approving the purchase within seconds. Back on June 28th, RFIDnews.org posted an article titled, "Water Parks and Resorts Using RFID to Capture Precious Moments." Excerpts. Great Wolf Resorts, a chain of North American indoor water park hotels, has launched a new program that enables guests to link to their Facebook and automatically share photos from their visit using RFID-equipped wristbands. Dubbed Great Wolf Connect, the platform allows guests to check in at designated paw posts, photo booth kiosks located throughout the resort. Guests simply scan their wristband and a photo is taken. The photo and a caption are then automatically posted on the guest's Facebook page. Developed by Fish Technology, the wristbands also serve as guests' room keys and in-house charge accounts. And then there's the new gadget from Jawbone. Those are the folks who make really cool Bluetooth headsets. Jawbone, the company famous for its range of Bluetooth headsets, is branching out into the burgeoning fitness gadget market, launching Jawbone Up, a wristband and iPhone app combination. Jawbone Up will track all your activity via the attractive wristband you wear at all times. Whether you're out jogging or cycling, it'll track your steps, calories burned, speed and distance traveled. It's even waterproof to 1 meter. It's then up to you to plug the wristband into your iPhone using the headphone jack nestled inside the gadget, and all your data will be uploaded. The companion app also encourages you to eat healthy, as it wants you to take snaps of your food using the iPhone's camera. And then I guess it yells at you when you're eating Doritos. The Jawbone Up Duo, and this is the really clever part, they say, will also track your sleep based on nocturnal activity. It'll wake you with vibrations at the perfect time in your sleep pattern. I've always wanted to be waking up at the perfect time. I don't know what that is. And during the day, listen to this, during the day, if it feels that you've been still too long, it will give you a nudge letting you know it's time to move. You know you want it. Hey, we have some very fit people here in the church, myself not included, but you're going to start seeing this thing. Technology is not the mark of the beast. The Antichrist, in the middle of the future 7-year great tribulation, he's going to demand that his followers worship him. Their decision will be integrated with the existing personal ID technology so that he can determine if a person is loyal or not. And so I'm not sure what no one knows what the final form of this personal identifying technology is going to be, but it will be in place, people will be using it in a global economy, and then the Antichrist, midway through the tribulation, will say, hey, guess what, guys, I'm God, want you to worship me, and if you don't, I'm going to kill you, and he'll be able to track you through that technology. A person cannot ignorantly take the mark of the beast simply by having a wristband or a microchip implant. That's not true. If you read the revelation of Jesus Christ, it's very clear. It's in the future. It's at a very specific time. Everybody will know what's going on. God says he even has angels flying overhead warning people to not take the mark of the beast. And so when you go down later this afternoon to see if this is available, feel free because it is not the mark of the beast. It's just incredible to me that this technology exists. I mean, most of us remember the first cell phone, right? I mean, it hasn't been that long. I know I'm older now, but it hasn't been that long that there's just been cell phones, and the first one was like this big, you know, weighed 10,000 pounds. And so, you know, the things that the Bible saw thousands of years ago were not possible until really just, I would say, today, our generation for sure. Now, I remind you that although we follow the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, not waiting for any prophecy to be fulfilled. Jesus promised to return, resurrect, and rapture the church at any moment. And so our study of prophecy is because it's there in the Word of God telling us that we are in these last days. Are you rapture ready? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.